Scenes of Life at the Capitol. It's a one long single poem, but I'll read a selected bit of it here and there to tune you in on what it's about. It's mostly about Kyoto, but all sorts of other capitals as well. Mush, all dropped untidy into the bottom of my skull. A warped red plastic phonograph record. The label says Emperor Concerto floats on top, inaudible. Nevertheless, light comes through it in a pleasant way, precisely the color of raspberry licorice whips. It got bent in the mail, too near the steam pipes. The music is in there someplace, squeezed into plastic at enormous expense of knowledge. Fire in the Borgo, lukewarm mush, then cold milk poured over it, chills and transforms the entire arrangement gradually, tending toward an ineradicable, non-biodegradable plastic resembling Bakelite, shiny brown. It shatters if you drop it hard. Changed again, turned 180 degrees in an unexpected direction. Bent Beethoven, burnt Niall. I have lived all these years until this moment without understanding there's absolutely nothing which I can do well. Ring bell three times. Nothing. Hardy har. What do you mean, hardy har? Nothing, just hardy har. I might have said, heidi ho. Oh, mighty nothing. How does the wicked earl begin? I don't know nothing about it. There are two long bearded apprehensive gremlins, one beside each of my ears. The left hand one very gently whispers, hello, and listens for a reply from the other side. He repeats, hello, very softly. Are you still there? And the right-hand one, listening and nodding, his own ear turned toward that furry, dark, pink, and lavender cave. Presently, he replies, also very softly, hello, across the blank, echoing, empty, dark between. I think I'll go take a bath. Well, come on, who is it if it isn't gremlins? Some other of those revolting British creations for children, subject of PhD theses in American universities. Big eyes, charm, lots of fur all over, stage set by Arthur Rackham. I'm really going to take a bath now. I split wood, gift of the landlord, while water plushes into iron pot. Make fire underneath. Bless these elements. Their nature and use connect me to this place, the capital. It's history. Temple bell rings, no self, no permanence. Fiery waters all around. The iron bathtub is history. Its name, Goemon Buro, a Goemon bath. He was a highway robber, caught at last, and cooked to death in a pot of boiling oil on the bank of the Kamo River. This is sort of sad.